This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you hate your job? I don't think I've ever had a job that I hated. I really love working, and I've rarely worked at a place that I didn't like. I love people, I love work. I probably wouldn't have applied to do a job that I would hate. I mean, I would probably hate to do porn, so I would never apply to do that. So the jobs I do in medicine and in teaching and in media, I love. But I have had jobs where you work with very, very toxic people. And so you end up hating your job, not so much because of what you do, but because who you have to work with. And we keep hearing this toxic work environment. Ellen DeGeneres, I believe, got a lot of flack, and I don't even know if her show was canceled because of reports of a toxic work environment. And now Jimmy Fallon has been accused by 16 current and former staffers of fostering a, quote, toxic work environment due to his, quote, erratic behavior. Now, I'm not here to talk about Jimmy Fallon, but I've seen this, and I've been, you know, on this earth and with employers and for a while, where I know exactly what the employees are talking about. And the one former employee had said the producers felt pressure when Jimmy Fallon went from late night to the Tonight Show, allegedly, and it translated down to all of their employees. People that worked under them felt this pressure that if you made one mistake, you were gone and would be easily replaced. And they said, you have all these NBC pages in the building who are ready, willing, and waiting to take your job. And so, you know, when I look at a Tonight Show, or I don't know if you watch that TV, that series on Apple TV, The Morning Show. You know, when I see what stresses them out, and when you watch The Morning Show, you actually feel stressed. I'm like, have you guys ever, you know, done a tour for the military? Have you ever worked in a trauma ER? I mean, to me, that's pretty flippin' stressful. But I get it's stressful. Because if you like the job, if you need your job, and if you make one small mistake, you could lose your job. In my type of work with medicine, you make one small mistake, somebody dies. So you have to be 100%. I tried my hardest to make the medical office that I ran for, you know, as, you know, easygoing and as comfortable as possible. But I did have to fire people when they said they followed up on the abnormal mammogram. They, you know, followed up on the patient call when I asked them to, and they didn't. And, you know, even though we gave them time to, and, you know, don't lie to me and say you did. Just say you haven't done it yet. That's fine, because then I could do it. But when you lie to me, we're talking life or death. Somebody could have cancer. And so, or stealing, when people would steal. So, yeah, in all businesses, you might need to fire people. But the stress of a TV show, a stress of somebody's fame, it's, I would say it's not worth it. Yeah, I've always said I'm not the biggest fan of, you know, being, I never would want to be a backup singer. I would always want to be the lead singer. I don't want to be yelled at and working so hard just to make somebody else look good. That's kind of me. I just, yeah, I'm sorry if that sounds selfish. I love working as a team. I want to save patients. I want to help a network. I want to help a community. But I don't want to be getting yelled at and in trouble and risk losing my livelihood because of one single person that I'm supposed to make good, make look good. And so you know, so working with stars and working with celebrities, sometimes the reason why they are, and I'm not saying this for Jimmy Fallon, but in terms of somebody in the arts who was that creative and that brilliant and that talented, sometimes they taste the octaves and have a higher range. I'm not saying they're bipolar, but some of them might suffer from more highs and more lows, rather than those of us who can just kind of circle the equator going, oh, yay, you know, all right, that's my birthday, no big deal. But, you know, all right, you know, it's time for reviews, no big deal. But for those individuals who are in the arts and who have a very, very high profile publicly, you know, the littlest thing could bother them. How many stars said they had to get off Facebook or Twitter because they couldn't stand seeing the negative comments about them? People talk crap about me all the time. No big deal. But for some individuals, it just really, really hits them hard. So, you know, if you do work for somebody who always seems to be in a bad mood, if you feel like you're in a job where at any day you could get fired, you know, or somebody will very gladly take your place for much less money, I would probably find a different job. You just don't need that stress. I can't tell you how many people would come in asking for antidepressants, for sleeping medications because of their job. Then you got to get a different job. It's just not worth it. Because, again, is it really helping your career? And it's interesting because Jimmy Fallon looks so, and again, these allegations could all be wrong. I mean, you know, he looks like he's really cool. He looks like he's really fun. He looks like but he's probably under a lot of pressure because if he loses the show, he could lose his livelihood and all that. But, you know, that can't translate to you. He chose, or anybody else in that business chose, to be in the spotlight and to have that level of fame. And we hear this time and time again when you work with individuals like this. You know, same thing with doctors. A lot of nurses feel abused by doctors because the doctor's like, where's this? Where's the clamp? Where's it? Where's, you know, and working with doctors is very difficult because they are under exceeding pressure. If a patient dies, they're in trouble. And they don't want a patient to die. So if you are the staff for that said physician, you're going to feel the heat. And you know, just because the doctor said, look, I'm going to always be at 100% because you can't do anything half-assed, you know, doesn't mean everybody else may be on board with that. And it might just be the wrong field for you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I had patients who were depressed, I had told them to please watch your food intake. Please do not go to alcohol. Get out there. Exercise, because a big issue I was concerned about is one issue could cause another medical issue. And if you are depressed, you could take on some choices or some habits that might not be very conducive to staving off blood pressure, staving off diabetes. However, when you do have somebody that is finally diagnosed with diabetes, you wonder if maybe they had diabetes for a while. And so doctors have asked which came first, the depression or the diabetes. So in this latest study, they're saying depression can cause diabetes. To me, that's a no-brainer. But interestingly, it isn't necessarily just your food choices. It could also be some pathophysiology. So this research came out of the UK, and they had said that they discovered 7 genetic variants that contribute to both conditions. These genes play a role in insulin production, inflammation of the brain, pancreas, and fatty tissue. They say changes caused inside the body by the genes can partly explain the processes involved in both depression and how it increases the risk of type 2 diabetes. Now, how this is important is if we're trying to prevent the next person from being diabetic, right? Because diabetes is on the rise, and they're watching their weight, they're exercising. Depression might later be a red flag for that. And, I think we should always be screening for diabetes. I don't think we should wait for something to smack us in the head saying, okay, this person could be diabetic. I think we should, be screening everybody for it, which we do. But it is fascinating to see this link with depression. And so the study does give a little bit more insight into how depression, might be considered a risk factor. Basically, they looked at genetic data from hundreds of thousands of UK and Finland residents, including 19,000 with type 2 diabetes, 5,000 who were diagnosed with depression, and 153,000 who self-reported they had depression. Studies published in the journal Diabetes Care and revealed that only 36.5% of the effects of depression on type 2 diabetes was explained by obesity. So what about the other 63%? So they think there might be something else to that and that link, whether it's genetic, whether it's a pathophysiology that happens. So one thing I don't think we talk a lot about is viruses. So when I was in medical school and they were teaching us about diabetes, and remember, just to quickly review, diabetes is where you don't absorb and metabolize your sugar properly, such that your sugar will stay in the blood and it won't go to the cell like it's supposed to. Insulin, made from the pancreas, is like the key to the door to get that sugar from the bloodstream to the cell, kind of like a hallway to rooms of an office. So you want to decrease what's coming in the waiting room, decrease the sugar coming in. You want to make sure those doors open easily by making sure there's enough insulin or preventing insulin resistance, something pushing against the door, such as obesity or something else. And you want to make sure there's less sugar in the bloodstream. If there's more sugar in the bloodstream, you end up trying to pee it all out. You try to absorb extra fluid. You get thirsty to try to neutralize it. It could cause blood vessels to pop in the eye, you to struggle fighting infections, because infections love sugar. Why should they go? It's very sticky, so it helps clog the arteries. And so, our goal is to make sure sugar stays out of the blood system to a certain level, gets into the cell where it needs to go, because if not, you're going to lose weight. You're not going to be able to thrive and function, and it could cause a multitude of effects. And, diabetes is something that I think a lot more of us are at risk for, because we're also consuming a lot of sugar. Your body can only do so much when you drink soda pop, and cookies and ice cream and have sugar flavored food, going into your body all the time. We're exercising less. We're sitting on the couch more. We're not walking to work, as we said. But, depression, and when I brought up a virus, and I'm going to lead this into depression for a second here. When I was in medical school, they said not only is diabetes caused by genetics and caused by weight gain and rising that insulin resistance, that pressure against the door of the room or door of the cell to get the sugar in, that insulin resistance not allowing your insulin to work right, but also it could be a virus. And they said what might happen is a virus, this is the 90s, a virus might affect the pancreas, and then the pancreas might not be able to make enough insulin. So we've seen over time a diabetes type 3, diabetes C, diabetes 2.0. There's been all these more radical, aggressive diabetes that we've been wondering, is it genetic? Is it what they're eating? Or did something happen to their pancreas? Well, here comes COVID, another virus. And early on in 2020, they're saying some of these people are turning diabetic from COVID, and they never had diabetes. Didn't shock me. The virus could affect the pancreas. Well, we're seeing a lot of individuals now with quote-unquote long COVID. Now, when I got COVID, I really never felt the same. I mean, I'm still energetic. I'm still hyper. I don't sing like I used to. I know a lot of you guys are like, well, you never could sing, but now I really can't sing. So what's going on with that? My memory has changed. Well, what if COVID decides to live in the brain? Now, that could also make you depressed. And I think we're really underestimating what viruses are doing. We are under the assumption that a virus such as COVID will go away. But I'm having trouble explaining why people have lost their taste, sense of taste and smell for months to years. Why people continue to have memory issues. And the answer people say is, well, it's inflammation. Okay, what's causing the inflammation? If the virus died, and the virus is supposed to be gone after 10, 14 days, not including rebound COVID, is it really gone? And so we're talking about how cancer is on the rise in younger individuals, and I talked to you about the HPV vaccine, because HPV could not only cause cervical cancer, anal cancer, penile cancer, but also throat cancer. You know, our approach to viruses, I think, is really lacking. And now that we're seeing more and more diabetes, and not just in individuals who are overweight, like they said, they could only attribute 36.5% of these diabetes cases to being overweight. What's going on with the other 64%? Is it genetics? Is it just the food choice? Are we ruining our pancreas? How often do you hear anybody say you need to protect your pancreas? You need to take care of your pancreas. You need to baby your pancreas because your pancreas is a little baby, protect it all. We don't really talk about the pancreas. Why? Because we're afraid of it. Pancreas is a very juicy, grumpy thing. And even in medicine, I can't say the word, but in medicine, one of the things you learn and you never forget is you don't blink with the pancreas. And it's an F word. You know, yeah. Now, of course, that's more in the surgical setting. But I need to extend that to all of you. Don't blink with your pancreas. Well, what could you be doing to ruin your pancreas? Well, one is alcohol. Alcohol can inflame your pancreas. Number two is eating very erratically. Your pancreas kind of likes to have a system. And so your pancreas wants to know when food is coming, can count on it so they could shoot out the enzymes needed to digest it as well as insulin. And some of you may just not eat and just fast. And I'm not saying intermittent fasting is going to cause diabetes, but I've been very concerned about when some of you intermittent fast incorrectly, where when you do go for hours, when you do finally eat, it's a ton of carbs, ton of fat. Are you eating fruits, vegetables, food that the pancreas can handle? No, you're giving it a big sugar load. Another thing that I think could be causing diabetes or messing with the pancreas are sugar substitutes. When you drink something that has aspartame or saccharin, and it is hundreds of times more sweet than sugar, and that pancreas gets a signal like, okay, whoa, this isn't just a lollipop. This is 1,000 lollipops. Get ready. And then it's just a diet soda with no calories and no nutritional value. Your pancreas gets a little ticked. It's like all dressed up and ready to party, and there's no party to go to. And there's all this insulin now that's circulating. And I think a lot of circulating insulin can cause depression too. So I'm not surprised it's linked. But I think what we need to do to move forward is, one is really study viruses and figure out which viruses could be screwing with the pancreas, because we might be able to develop a diabetes vaccine for some who are more viral prone. Number two is, don't turn your back on the stupid COVID. I would not be surprised if it does have oncogenic potential where it could just fester, sit, and then possibly cause cancer later. Don't want to scare you all, but we still don't know where the hell the virus came from, if it was leaked on purpose, if it was tinkered with. And number three, don't screw with your pancreas. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville blasting yesterday's announcement of a new round of $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. Rescuers rushing to save an American man trapped in the third deepest cave in Turkey. They were able to get Mark Dickey 6 units of blood. His condition currently stable. He is able to walk on his own. President Joe Biden's administration finalizing plans for a program it argues will further reduce air pollution from heavy-duty engines and vehicles across the United States. But truckers are arguing the proposed standards will crush the supply chain and put the American food supply at risk. A health alert has been issued by the CDC for reports of a fatal bacterial infection that thrives in warm coastal waters. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, gender identity, with everything going on, that is politicizing this country. Gender identity keeps making headlines. And the reason why is once you open up that topic, and you really start to define, you end up redefining what was originally defined a day ago, a week ago. So, for example, transgender may be a term that doesn't exist anymore. Because if we're not identifying a gender, then is the person transitioning? That was something I had brought up. If you have somebody who's going through all the expense to turn into a woman, going through all the surgery and operative changes, and like Dylan McIlvaney, who was in, you know, pearls and hairstyles and makeup, only to say, well, we're not using female anymore. We're not identifying people as female. They're going to be a little ticked that they went through all that. So what's transgender today might be a canceled term tomorrow. And there's a doctor, Dr. Diane Ehrensaft, a California-based director of a gender clinic and professor at University of California San Francisco School of Medicine, says there are an infinite number of gender identities. So it's not just male, female. Just like there's an infinite number of skin colors, so we might not have black or white anymore either. And so it's interesting, because if we are going to progress in this manner, what is going to happen with laws? You know, there's many, you know, things which we were already seeing in terms of bathrooms, in terms of sports, in terms of scholarships. When there's scholarships that are only being offered to females, and you identify as a female, then you should be able to get that scholarship. So maybe they're going to have to stop scholarships just for females. When there are scholarships for somebody who's Latino, African American, white, if somebody identifies as that, can they apply as well? And there's, you know, what about admission to college? Which is why I am not a fan of using any sort of race or gender or creed to decide if somebody gets to advance or not. Because, you know, if we're now able to identify as whoever we want, then you're, you know, how do you differentiate? What? So I think people aren't realizing that once you kind of open up and move into this, you're actually probably going to have to then rechange a lot of what you've already made progress for. So, you know, gyms, ladies, women join free. Well, they're going to probably have to get rid of that, too. But one thing that is very, very serious to talk about is, we have two schools of thought here. One is, if you don't like your body, if you don't like your skin color, if you don't like your background, you could be anybody who you want to be. You could change. If you don't want to be a male, you could be female. If you don't want to be blonde or brunette, if you don't want to have curly hair, you could have straight hair. You know, you don't have to. One school of thought is you don't have to suffer. You could be whoever you want to be. You don't have to fit a societal norm. Live for the day. Do what you want to. Don't let some archaic societal norm of, well, you got to wear a dress and heels, you know, affect you. I mean, my mom, when she worked in the legal field, she could never wear pants. She always had to wear a skirt and heels in the 60s. That's the way it was. Thank God we stopped that. On the flip side, though, another school of thought is how are we training our kids or our adults to work with what they have and to not feel like what you have is inferior? Be proud of yourself. Be confident of yourself. If you're white, you're black, you're Hispanic, you're female, you're male, that's gay, straight, that's fine. You're who you are. Embrace it. You don't have to, as soon as you look in the mirror, go, oh, okay, this is bad, I got to change it. We don't want people having inferiority complexes. We don't want people depressed. And so, you know, society has to be very, very careful of how they are. You know, if a child, you know, is who they are, and somebody brings up to them, well, you don't have to be who you are, you're like, well, what's wrong with who I am? So this is bad that I'm a girl? It's a bad thing that I'm a girl, so I should try to be a boy? We've tried to train girls and teach them, being a girl is not a bad thing. Being a girl is very cool. We feel cursed because we have periods and you have to go through childbirth. But for every curse, there's a blessing. I love the fact that I got to give birth and be a mom versus the dad that could only just sit there and watch and worry. So when you do have a young girl, you don't want to, you know, teach them that what they have is taboo and bad. And you need to be a boy because boys do better in society. And vice versa. And, when I was in school, you would be given, you would have these, and I'm not saying this is the right way to think, but we have two schools of thought here. One is you could be anything you want to be, change anything you want, and a lot of people embrace that. And then you have others going, look, all right, work with what you got and shine. Right? This is who you were born to. You can't choose your parents, can't choose your genes, you can't choose, so work with what you got. And figure out how to work with what you got. You were born poor. You were born rich. How many of us would love to identify as rich? We can't. We were born poor. So what are you going to do? You be whoever you want to be, but what are you going to do working with what you got? And so are we going to lose out figuring out how to overcome obstacles? I don't think anybody's gender should be looked at as an obstacle, especially now that we're getting rid of gender terms. But, you know, if we start to, tell individuals that if there's something they don't like, they could ask people to change it. And we aren't like, well, you know, how do we work with this, and I'm not saying any child who is in the wrong gender, who has gender dysphoria, should live with it. I'm not saying that. True gender dysphoria needs support, needs help. And we should be there for them. But we aren't talking about the 001% truly gender dysphoric. Now we have a whole new attitude towards gender, such that 20% of Gen Zs and rising, and possibly even higher for Gen Alphas, is now not necessarily ascribing to who they were born with or who they were at birth. So do we have them do it on their own? Do we have grown-ups help them? Do we, you know, make them think that, you know, it does, anytime you want to, if you think you've been given a bad hand, ask for help? Because we're here to help you if you were given a bad hand. You know, what is the message we want to give to kids? And I'm not saying anybody with gender dysphoria has to struggle with this alone. They need support. But these other individuals that may not have true gender dysphoria, but are thinking, okay, you know what? I don't think I like this. I don't think I like this. I don't think I like this. You know, when do we teach them, look, you know, you got to figure out how to navigate. Now, if you take a wrong turn and you are in a neighborhood that you don't know, you can't just always say, okay, I don't want to be here. Somebody help me. Are we teaching them how to navigate around? And we're not really, you know, I'm not sure where we go with this. Because, you know, we have two schools of thought and, you know, both have their definite high points and strong arguments. But, we have to figure out how to get a resilience and how to problem solve. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So each year we talk about Vibrio vulnificus. It's a bacteria that could be found in raw, undercooked seafood, but also you can pick it up from swimming at the beach or swimming in brackish water. Each year, we have multiple deaths as a, related to that, and so we warn you and tell you about it. So the CDC has issued another warning in reports of the fatal bacterial infection. Most common way to get Vibrio vulnificus is one, eating contaminated seafood. Like every now and then you'll hear of a restaurant with oysters that sadly can carry it, or swimming at the beach. or swimming in brackish water. About a dozen people have died already this year. 80,000 people get Vibrio infections each year. Of those infected, 100 will die, according to the CDC. So, according to USA Today, this is as a result of climate change. They say ocean waters are warming because of climate change. So, Vibrio vulnificus is migrating north. The warmer water is, the more bacteria can reproduce faster. They're not wrong. Cold can minimize bacteria growth. That's why we refrigerate our food. But, you know, with climate change, climate is changing. Climate has always changed. I'm fine with people using the term climate change to say the obvious. Our climate changes. Some areas are getting warmer. Some areas getting colder. Things are changing. But don't use that term politically to try to get more funding for, these companies that aren't really just kind of lining people's pockets and not actually helping. If you really want to help fund medical issues associated with climate change, build more hospitals. Make medical school cheaper. Maybe secure the border so we aren't overwhelmed and people with an infection aren't sitting home. And, you know, you could do some of those things. Well, when it comes to Vibrio, infections have increased eightfold from 1988 to 2018 around the country. The bacteria and infections are spreading northward up the East Coast at a rate of about 30 miles a year, according to researchers. Also, another issue is we used to be very liberal with antibiotics in the 80s and 90s. So if you had a cut or something, you would get an antibiotic. Now, with all the antibiotic stewardship, people are not necessarily getting antibiotics as quickly as they can. Plus, people don't go to the doctor anymore, thanks to Obamacare and high deductibles. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to throw politics into it. I'll throw politics into it. I could easily do that. But that starts to change things. So people will call in, and they will have horrible-looking infections. And I'm like, have you seen a doctor for this? You've had this a week. No, I just want you to give me an antibiotic. I could give you an antibiotic, but you need wound care. You got to get this cleaned out. If you got this bad bacteria in your system, you got to get that cleaned out. You need to have proper bandages. But Vibrio vulnificus likes moisture. They really like water. And so if you are going to the beach or enjoying the pool and you have a scrape on your leg or a cut, don't do it. I don't think you could cover that cut up well enough. Now, Vibrio vulnificus is one of the flesh-eating bacteria. Flesh-eating bacteria is known to cause very quick and rapidly growing infections. But the bacteria cannot necessarily, if you touch it, infect you. It has to get through a cut. It has trouble penetrating skin. But it can cause necrotizing fasciitis. Necrotizing fasciitis, where it finds a plane lower that wraps around the muscles, the fascia, and can have a super highway there and spread to other places. That's how people can die with it. So it could cause life-threatening wound infections, cause sepsis, septic shock, where you end up losing your feet and hands because blood supply has to be shunted to the heart and the brain. So, you know, people who get this and need intensive care, you know, they might eventually, if they are in septic shock, need a limb amputation. So it's not anything to mess with. So signs and symptoms of Vibrio vulnificus could be watery diarrhea, stomach cramping, nausea, vomiting, bloodstream infections, fever, chills, low blood pressure, blistering lesions. If a wound is infected, you could have fever, redness, pain, swelling, warmth. So stay out of salt water or brackish water, according to the CDC, if you have an open wound. All right? Try to avoid raw or undercooked seafood. If you do have an open wound and your waterproof bandage isn't cutting it, wash it out or just stay out of dirty water. Eat cooked oysters and shellfish before you eat it. You know, it's interesting. Those are, and we can't eat those. And one of the reasons why is because they carry bacteria. It's fascinating how the Bible, a lot of the rules in there are very medically based. So we can't eat oysters or shellfish. I mean, have I tried an oyster? Yes. Didn't like it that much. But, you know, we can't eat shellfish. We can eat sushi if it's not made of shellfish. Like, I could have imitation crab. Always wash your hands with soap and water, and of course, seek medical attention right away if you have any open wounds. So that's the scoop on that. You know, we're many of you are very frustrated, and you've reached out saying you can't get an antibiotic over the phone. And our antibiotic threshold has changed. And, you know, I was of the, when I trained and opened my practice, it was the Z-Pak days. And, wow, Z-Paks would cover everything. Z-Pak would cover your bronchitis. It would cover your traveler's diarrhea. It would cover your gonorrhea and chlamydia. It was the go-to antibiotic. Cover your strep. Cover your ear infection. Lately, I've had patients tell me Z-Paks do nothing for me. Well, there's resistance. We overprescribed it so much. For me, I still feel better when I take a Z-Pak. And I had a very, very tough time when I would have an infection. And people would say it's a virus. And I would be suffering for days. Trust me, sinus infections are painful. But the doctor isn't wrong. The medical providers aren't wrong. You can get a viral sinus infection. For any of you that have had this strain of COVID, you think you have a sinus infection because you have the congestion, you have the pain. A true bacterial sinus infection is a lot more localized. You wouldn't necessarily have all the other body systems. You know, when you get COVID, you start with a sore throat, maybe an itchy throat, scratchy throat, sore throat. You might get some body aches, so you think it's strep. Then you get the sinus congestion, so now you think it's a bacterial sinus infection. Then it goes to the lungs, so you think you have a bacterial lung infection. But when you look at the morphine and the morphology of it, then you're like, okay, well, it's probably more viral. And many people have said they took a Z-Pak and they felt great. And I've said this time and time again, I think there's some anti-inflammatory component, or the body reacts differently because of the antibiotic. And that's why some people with viruses, or even non-necessarily, you know, UTIs, feel better when they get an antibiotic. The problem is this feeling better with an antibiotic has now caused us to overprescribe, have shortages, and now some antibiotics aren't working. You get Vibrio, you need to be able to knock that sucker out. You get Enterobacter, you get a drug-resistant E. coli, you get MRSA. We need to be able to knock those suckers out. And unfortunately, we've been using antibiotics so much, you know, and I don't want people to suffer with a sinus infection. I would love for you to feel better and be able to go back to work. I get that. Trust me, because I can't go 10 days. I can't go one day with a true sinus infection. But if it's a true bacterial sinus infection, we don't mess around. And it's pretty obvious. But with viral type of stuff, you know, and another thing, too, that we also wonder about is, are we hurting our immunity by quickly swallowing an antibiotic just to kind of get us over with it quick? You know, what if we have a cold or a virus that won't kill us, but because it's with us for a few days, we're going to build the proper immunity? You know, we really need to study the baby boomer and traditionalist immune system who made it through the flu of 57 and I think 68 or 63 and see how they're not getting some of these other infections. And what was it? Were they sick for 5 days, 10 days? Why is their immune system so strong with some of these bugs that are out there? 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever,
People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.